KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, top of the news for this Wednesday, the 29th day of May for 2019, the Amador Board of Supervisors discussed ways of directing traffic for the new Harrah's Northern California Casino on De Buena Vista Road during their meeting yesterday. Supervisors discussed efforts by the county to direct casino goers to take the designated Buena Vista Road to Coal Mine Road rather than other roads in the Buena Vista area that have not been improved. Along with a traffic sign at the Buena Vista Highway 88 intersection now being installed by the casino, the county had hoped to put additional directional signage on Highway 88. This proposal has been blocked by Caltrans, which has regulations against advertising specific businesses on official road signs. The supervisors proposed signs similar to what is currently in place for the Jackson Casino that give direction to the Rancheria rather than the casino. County staff will bring the proposal back to Caltrans. And the board also worked on some budget matters for the upcoming 2019-20 fiscal year, approving an increase of almost $17,000 to the University of California Extension. And the board also approved a promotions budget of $155,000 paid for with the county's transient occupancy tax monies.
Well, the Jackson City Council has voted to move forward with a rate increase for water service in the city. Following the presentation of a water rate study from the Reed Consulting Group, council voted unanimously to move forward. The rate study calls for a series of increases over the next 5 years, starting with a 15% increase in July of this year, then a 12% increase in 2020, 9% increase in 2021, and a 4% increase in the following 2 years. Now, the increase would apply to both the base connection fee and charge per unit of water used. Now, under the new rate structure, a single-family home that currently pays $33.72 would pay $43.72 after 1 year, $57.73 after 5 years. Under Prop 218, the city will mail notices of the increase to ratepayers, and the increase will be blocked if more than 50% return protests. Now, in other business, the council approved the allocation of Measure E revenue raised by the city and transient occupancy tax. A total of $80,000 was allocated, including $25,000 for promoting the city, $15,000 for city programs such as facade repair, $10,000 to cover city expenses to put on public events, and $30,000 to repair the roof at City Hall. The council also voted to update plans for extending Sutter Street to account for changes made by reinforcing of the Argonaut tailing dams.
And new snowfall readings show it's been a banner year. Following this past weekend's late season storms, the snowpack is reading nearly twice the average for this time of year. Tuesday, the statewide average of 19 inches in snow water equivalent is 195% of normal for the date. The Central Sierra currently boasts 22 inches, which is 203% of normal. The Northern Sierra is at 16 inches of snow water equivalent, or 203% of normal for the date. And the Southern Sierra is measuring 18 inches of snow water equivalent, which is 173% of normal. Now, most, if not all, of the state's major reservoirs are well above their historic capacity level average for this time of year.
And the Amador County Sheriff's Office has released info from the autopsy into the cause of death for the body found in the vehicle of Shannon Scott. According to Amador Undersheriff Gary Redman, the cause of death due to blunt impact neck and thoracic injuries. Now, the manner of death is being classified as by accident. Redman added the Department of Justice has almost completed DNA testing on the body and will release those results soon. Now, back on Monday, April 8th, a vehicle matching Scott's was located in Amador County outside Plymouth, found off the highway in heavy vegetation down a steep embankment. The vehicle was located by a citizen tending to their property. CHP and Amador Sheriff's Office dispatched to investigate and, upon arrival, found human remains inside the vehicle. Then, back on August 29th of last year, Scott reportedly left for a medical appointment at the Sacramento Veteran Affairs Medical Center from his home in Wilseyville, but never showed up for the appointment. His family reported him missing August 31st. An investigation was initiated, which included the issuance of a silver alert, a search of Scott's residence, aerial search of his path of travel, an investigation into the latest activity and location of his cell phone.
And Amador Water Agency has a planned water shutoff in the upcountry this week. Crews will be installing a fire hydrant on Antelope Drive Thursday. Work expected to take from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The shutdown will affect all homes on Antelope Drive and Skyview Court, along with portions of Jacqueline, Columbia, and on Knob Hill. Once the water system is fully charged and back online, you may experience air in the lines, discolored and or cloudy water. Now, this is normal. While the chances of water contamination are remote, AWA will be issuing a boil advisory for this shutdown until water quality samples come back clear from the lab. Now, in most cases, issuing a boil water notice is a precautionary measure for the safety of customers. Any questions, you can give the water agency a call.
And the Amador Master Gardeners holding a do-it-yourself irrigation system class this Saturday. Now, when properly designed and installed, garden and landscape irrigation systems save money and increase plant performance. The automation of today's systems can make irrigation easier and also reduce weed and pest problems. Learn how to design a system customized to your yard or garden. Handouts will be available. The class is free, open to the public, with no reservation required. The class will be held this Saturday at the GSA building on Airport Road from 9 to noon.
And a community leader and longtime Amador County businessman has passed away. KVGC learned early this morning that Dan Barnett unexpectedly passed away Tuesday night at the age of 83. A newspaper man for most of his life, Dan started in the business at the age of 12, eventually becoming owner and publisher of the Amador Dispatch in the 1960s. Later, he partnered with Mike Bull to form Goldweb Publications, merging the Dispatch with the Amador Ledger. He also helped start the Buy and Sell Press and the Scenic 88 Fun Times. Active in several community groups and organizations, Dan was instrumental in getting the Argonaut High School football field up and running, and in 1993, the field was named after him. Well, after enjoying a few years in retirement and traveling, he returned to Jackson, and as was his nature, couldn't stay away from the office. He continued to remain active with the daily operations of the Buy and Sell with his son Kevin up until this past week. In 2017, Barnett was honored as Amador County Business Person of the Year. Services for Dan Barnett are pending, but are expected to be held sometime next week. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday, the 29th day of May for 2019. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember now, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.